Nida Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nida Bavli, Daf Tes, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel on the base at the Mishnah. Eva Hivakena, Kosha Ovo Alea, Shalash Oinais, Samach Lignasa. Who is a Zakena? It's a woman who did not see blood for 3 periods close to her old age, as it explained. The brother Omer, called Ishisha Ovo Alea, Shalash Oinais, Da'ashata. The brother says any woman who did not see blood for 3 periods, means 90 days, has a din of Da'ashata. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Me'uberes HaMeinika, She'ovo Alehen, Alehen Shalosh Oines Da'ashata. Rabbi Yossi says a pregnant or nursing woman over whom 3 periods passed without blood is Da'ashata. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Machmas, Hachala V'dom Mistalkin. Rabbi Meir says that due to milk, the blood stops. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Machmas Atzar Hadam Mistalkin, whereas Rabbi Yossi says due to the pain of birth, the blood stops. Ashkechas Omer, Kulas, the Chumas al Divri Meir, the Kulas Chumas al Divri Yossi. There is a leniency and stringency of Rabbi Meir's words, and a leniency and stringency of Rabbi Yossi's words. Kula al Divri Meir, Shem Haya, Moshech, Vyenik, Abba, Chameshonim, Tayashata. Chumas, Shem Nosna, Banala, Menika, Gamalasu, Mumais, Metamais, Leis. The leniency of Rabbi Meir's words is this: the baby continued to nurse for 4 or 5 years, Tayashata. The stringency is that if she gave her son to a wet nurse, or if she weaned him, or he died, she is retroactively metameh for 24 hours. The leniency of Rabbi Yossi's words is that if she gave her son to a wet nurse, or she weaned him, or he died, she is still da'ashata. The stringency is that if the baby continued to nurse for 4 or 5 years, it's forbidden, means she's retroactively matamah for 24 hours only for the first 24 months. While with Meir Om matamah meis leis, ma miyad, oi lekashi yifseik, hatinek, ve'ini yachal achzor. The Gemara asked with Meir, said that if she weaned her son, she's matamah for 24 hours, is this immediately or when the baby ceases and cannot return? Nisbenim en ador, yonek hu atinek, boholech atchosal atchodesh shleimim, mikam boholech, ki yonek, sheket, stivu ebelezer. My answer we learn from the following: Rabbi Elazar says that a baby may go and nurse until 24 months, from then onwards is like one who suckles from a sheretz. Rabbi Shua Eimer, Yonik, who hatinek hoylech v'afilu abo chameshonim u'muta, pirish emachzir noisei. Whereas Rabbi Shua says he may continue to nurse even 4 or 5 years, and it's permitted. If he separated, we may not return him. Adeichan, how long may he separate and we may return him? V'yakob ba'acha, v'chiyah v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ad neis le'eis. The first answer is of Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rav Chiya, quoting Rav Yochanan, it's until 24 hours. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Yabo, Hashem, Rav Shimon, Lokish, Ad Shloisha, Yomim, Me'ez La'eith, whereas a second answer is of Rav Chizkiya, quoting Rav Yabo, quoting Rav Shlokish, it's until 3 days, Me'ez La'eith, means exactly 72 hours. Yomer Drum Amurim, Bezman, Shepirish, Metech, Buryov, Aval Impirish, Metech, Choliov, Machzirin, Oisei, Miyad. What's the case? It's when he separated him, it's good health, but if he separated him, it's illness, we return him immediately. Over tinaik, she'ina she'sakona, aval tinaik b'teng she'sakona, afil la'acha kama machzir noise miyad. And this refers to a child who's not in danger, but if he's in danger, even after many days, we return him immediately. Zakena, the Mishnah spoke about a zakena who is da'ashata, eza hi zakena, the Gemara asks who's a zakena, Rav Shimon Lakish, omar, kol shekurin oisa ima vein makpedes. Rav Shokish answers, anyone who may call her Imma and she is not upset. V'data hadoratoli asks the Gemara, does it depend on her mindset? Amavi Avin kol shehu ru'uya li'kores Imma. Rather, Rav Avin answers, it's anyone who is proper to be called Imma. Tani ha'avodim ha'shrochos in kori noisan abba ploini v'imma ploinis. The Baisa says that male and female slaves, we don't call them abba ploini or imma ploinis. She'abbeis amang amniel ha'yukorin avdeyem u'lishifroiseyem abba tavi v'imma tavisa. In Gamliel's house, they used to call the male and female slaves Abba Tavi and Imma Tavisa. Tani, Rabbi Hoshia, Yalda v'chakach nizgayro, ein la dam tayar. Rabbi Hoshia said that if a nochris gave birth and afterwards converted, she does not have dam tahor. And Rabbi Yossi said that he said properly. You say, Ula Levi, de Tanisa, Rabbi Hoshia, habas srichaloi, ma'achash ein la damen, tmeim, ein la dam tahorim. The Gemara asked that according to Levi, who said that there are 2 springs, 2 mayonos, Rabbi Hoshia's teaching needs investigation. Since she had no dam tami, she should not have dam tahor. Surely a convert is biologically the same as anyone else, and the blood comes from the other mayan during Yemei Toya. Tani hagiyoyuth ashuya vashifcha sheniftuv shniskayu vnishtachu tzichos hamtin shloisha chadoshim tibur b'yuda. The Tosefta says, the B'yuda tells us a convert, a captive, or a shifcha who converted with a deem or freed must wait 3 months before marrying to avoid doubts about the father. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yosi Omer, Einan Tzichos Lahamtin Shleisha Chadoshim, Rabbi Yosi says there's no need to wait. A woman who is Mazana, she flips over so the semen will spit out to avoid pregnancy. And regarding blood, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a din of Da'ashata, and Rabbi Yosi says she's Metame for 24 hours.
Rabbi Nirim, Rabbi Yosi Bedomim, Rabbi Yoda Bevlad. Rabbi says that Nirim, I hold like Rabbi Yosi's words about blood, and I hold like Rabbi Yoda's words about a child. Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said the Halacha follows Rabbi Yosi in both of these matters. Rabbi Abba Bar Kayan, Ba, Kaimei Rabbi Yosi, Delekein, Man and Amben, Rabbi Yoda, Rabbi Yosi, in Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Abba Bar Koyen asked Rabbi Yosi, well, had Rabbi Chia not thought so? Well, we think that when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi argue, does the halacha not follow Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Gein Demar, Rabbi Nirin. Well, it's needed because Rabbi said Nirin, which means Rabbi Yehuda's words about a child, one might have thought that his words were Nirin to Rabbi Yosi, and he was attracted to agree with Rabbi Yehuda. But he came, Am Rabbi Abba, B'shem Rabbi Zeira, Komokim Shoshana, Rabbi Nirin, Adana Machlekis from Nakoma, Hutzman Egel Shadivela, Lahain Moide, Lahain, Lahain Moide Lahain. Gemah asked, well, didn't Rabbi Abba teach in the name of Rabbi Zeira that whenever Rabbi said the word Nirin, it's still a disagreement except for the case of a ring of pressed figs in a Tosefta in Truma. Only there, this one agrees to this if it's known in which part of the bowel the Truma was put. All agree that only those figs count towards the shear of Bittul. And this one agrees to this, means if it's not known where the trimmer was put, all agree that all the figs ought to be mevatel. Am Rabbi Yosi, Kashisa Koimi, Rabbi Chanina, Boi, Dabi Abo, Vafilu, Dabi Boi, She Nivelu. Rabbi Yosi asked Rabbi Chanina, Boi, Dabi Abo, does Rabbi Yosi exempt from waiting even if it's clear that she had relations? Amalei, Vestam Nochios, Loi Kabu, Loi Sein, Rabbi Chanina, Boi, Dabi Abo, said back, well yes, are not. Stam Nochios like Be'olois means even so, a convert need not wait. This answer was assumed that a Stam convert does not guard herself for 3 months before converting. Rather, it's likely that she had relations during this time. Rabbi Loza Omer, Kol Isha She'ovor Aleha Shalosh Oinos Da'ashata. The Mishnah taught from Rabbi Loza that any woman who had three periods of 30 days without seeing is Da'ashata. V'tani Allah Amru Loi Amru Chachom Ela Zekena. We have a Tosefta that says that they said to Rabbi Loza, Chacham said only a Zekena. Behatani am Rabbi Loza, Maase Rabbi Achas, Loi Shesika Shalosh Oinos, Loi Rasa V'Chakach V'Asa Uba Maaseh Lifnei Chachamim V'Amru Da'ashata. And we have a support from a Braisa, that Rabbi Loza said that a case occurred with a girl in a Toloi who ceased to see for 3 Oinos. After she saw, the case came in front of Chachamim and they said that she is Da'ashata. Amulai, Cotton, Hayisa, the Ain Aedis Lakotten. The Chacham told Rabbi Loza that you were a minor at that time, and there's no testimony about what one saw when he was a minor. Pamachas, Hua, Rebbe, Rabbi Loza, Vahim Mistah. Once Rebbe ruled like Rabbi Loza, and he was pained. Am Rabbi Mana, Koim Rabbi Yosi. Isa, Chami, Bishasha, Hua, Kukoli, Rabbi Meir, or Kukoli, Rabbi Yosi, Leia, Haya Mistah, Vakanai Mistah. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yosi, well, how is this? When he ruled like the leniencies of Rabbi Meir and the leniencies of Rabbi Yosi, he wasn't pained, and here he was pained. Amalei, Taman Yechidim Inun Ismeima Nistarfa Daitoi in Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi, Rabu al Rabbi Yosi. Nistarfa Daitoi in Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Rabbi Meir. Islach Meima Hocha Nistarfa Daitoi in Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi answered that there they are individuals. We can say that we join Rabbi's opinion to Meir and the majority against Rabbi Yosi. We join Rabbi's opinion to Rabbi Yosi and the majority against Rabbi Meir. But here, can we join Rabbi's opinion with Rabbi Loza and be a majority over the Chachamim? And furthermore, it was taught about this the Chacham said to Rav Leza, it was a Hayurah Shor to be lenient, I mean, a one-time psak, in a special situation, to be lenient about Taharas that she had touched in pressed circumstances because it was a time of famine. Rav Yosi Omer, Mu'uberus, Meinika, Sha'avu Aleha, Shalosh Oinos, Dayan, Sha'atom. In the Mishnah, it said, Rav Yosi told us that if a pregnant or nursing woman had 3 periods without blood, she is Da'a Sha'atom. Tani Allah, Yemei Ibura, Yemei Menikusa, Misalfim, Lashalosh Oinos. And it was taught about this in the Tosefta that the days of her pregnancy and the days of her nursing join to make 3 periods. According to Levi, it's irrelevant whether or not she ceased at the beginning of nursing, which is during the days of Dam Tov, because any blood then is not from the source of Dam Nida. Dusava Mayan Echad Hu. The Tana holds, therefore, that there is one Mayan. We come on to the next Mishnah. Amru Dayashato, Ru'iya Harishoina Avubishnir. The Mishnah said that she is dashata the first time she sees, but the 24 hours apply to the second sighting. And if her first sighting was due to oynes, then she is dashata for her second sighting. The Gemara says that Shmuel Amar loishanu ela besula uzakena avam uberus menika noisnela kol yemei ibura v'chol yemei menikusa. The Gemara brings from Shmuel that we learned only about the besula and zakena, but a pregnant or nursing woman, we give to her the law of Da'ashata all the days of pregnancy and nursing. Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Trehoin Amrin, he Basula, he Zakena, he Muberes, he Venika. Rav Rabbi Yochanan said that the same applies to a Basula, a Zakena, a pregnant woman, or a nursing woman, meaning our mission applies to all of them. Amr Bizeira, Asya de Rav, or Rabbi Yochanan, Kerebi Chanina, Rekulain, Pligin, and Shitasa de Shmuel. Zera says that Rav and Rav Yochanan hold like Rabbi Chanina, and all of them disagree with Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina p'amachas hayu Rabbi kukuli Rabbi Meir kukuli Rabbi Yosi. Lazar, quoting, Rabbi Chanina said that once Rabbi ruled like the leniencies of Rabbi Meir and the leniencies of Rabbi Yosi. Hei chavida, boka obo, rachar kach rasa, Rabbi Meir oime da'ishato, Rabbi Yosi oime metame eis leis. What was the case? The fetus was recognized, and afterwards she saw. Rav Meir says Da'ashata, and Rav Yosi says she is Metame, Me'eis, Le'eis. Rasa Ra'yos Harbe, Behefzika, Shalosh Oinos, Achachach Rasa, Rav Meir Oime, Metame, Me'eis, Le'eis, Rav Yosi Oime, Da'ashata. If she saw many sightings and ceased for 3 periods, and afterwards she saw, Rav Meir is Metame, Me'eis, Le'eis, the 24-hour period back in retroactively, and Rav Yosi says Da'ashata. Vim Oime at Noisnila, Koli Mei Bura, Koli Mei Menikusa, Lamelika Koli, if you say that, like Shmuel, that in our Mishnah we give to a pregnant or nursing woman the law of Da'ashata all of the days of pregnancy or nursing, why do we need the leniencies of Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Meir, who is the author of our Stam Mishnah, is more lenient than Rabbi Yosi, who is Metameh Me'eis Le'eis for her first sighting. Amar Rabbi Mana, Kaim Rabbi Yosi, I name Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, Chalav. Rabbi Mana said back to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina didn't say that Rabbi ruled like the leniencies of a pregnant woman. Perhaps he discussed the leniencies of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi regarding milk. Rabbi Meir says that she is da'ashata only as long as she nurses. We say later that Rabbi Yosi says that she is da'ashata for 24 months, no matter how long she was nursing. Amalei b'feirush heichen hachin is amas. Rabbi Yosi says, correct, it was explicitly said that Rabbi ruled like the leniencies about milk. At kadem b'tenekes she'gil z'man le'ois. Until now, we've been discussing a girl who reached the age to see blood. If a girl didn't reach the age to see and she saw, for the first sighting, she is da'ashata, for the second, she is da'ashata, for the third, she is da'ashata, but from then onwards, she is metame 24 hours retroactively. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Shlishis Atzma Matameh is Leif, whereas Rabbi Yirmiyah quoted Rav as saying that already for the third sighting itself, she is Matameh for 24 hours.